A major tornado hitting the capital city last night just before midnight. Missouri's Governor Mike Parson has given a 6 a.m. update to officials after last night's tornado.
We're working with that right now. SEMA's been on top of that all night long, Director of Public Safety, and then our local law enforcement. So we're working with them all through the night this morning to see what resources they need. But one thing I want to emphasize, we're all aware of the situation. We're working together. You know, I've told all these agencies if we need more support, you know, we got the guard out there that we could call in if I needed to call them in. So right now we're making sure they got enough manpower to do their jobs. But I also will highlight, you know, it's been a busy night. You know, they've used a lot of people. So, you know, in the next day or two, just trying to get the debris and get things controlled, make sure we secure the sites of all the damage will be important. But we'll be doing that throughout the day, make sure we have it. But we'll have the resources on the ground to make sure, one, people are safe and to make sure we secure areas.
Up to 20 people are being treated for injuries after last night's storm. One death has been reported in Eldon, where officials believe the tornado originated. EMS officials are still going door to door in a large damaged apartment complex. Most of the damage in Jefferson City is east of Highway 54 from the south end of town to the north. Lincoln University's president rode out the storm in the president's mansion. Chief of Staff Carlos Graham says Dr. Gerald Jones-Wolfick is okay.
She was able to get to the basement once she heard the sirens going off, but she did notice that a lot of the windows are blown out of the house, the president's residence. The furniture is in the front yard, it's just a disaster area now.
The historic mansion near the campus was heavily damaged, and Governor Parson is reminding all non-essential state employees in the Jefferson City area to remain at home today. He says there's damage to state buildings and power is still down in some areas. The Jefferson City Police Department is reporting storm shelters have been set up at the YMCA on Ellis Boulevard and Stadium Boulevard, as well as Thomas Jefferson Middle School on the west end of town. The State Department of Public Safety says last night's storm in southwest Missouri have killed at least three people in the Golden City area and injured several others in nearby Carl Junction. Reporter Rob Meyer at Missouri Nat Joplin affiliate KZRG says authorities in Carl Junction are working to determine how many homes were destroyed.
I do know that the Carl Junction Police Department and the authorities up there are actually trying to keep people out of the affected area so that they can assess the damage themselves.
Jasper County's emergency management director tells the Joplin Globe there's also tornado damage in Orinoco, which is north of Joplin. The newspaper reports that the Carl Junction Area Chamber of Commerce is organizing a volunteer effort to remove storm debris.